Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have you all muted now. So, Dwyn, you can hit star six. And I would like everybody to know that Dwyn, one of our HeartShare team members, is going to host our program tonight in the beginning. So go ahead, Dwyn.
Thank you, Donna. Good evening, everyone. We would like to get acquainted with you and learn more about you and introduce you to others in your area. If you would like to know like-minded people, contact us. We have friends from all over the world who would also like to meet you, would like to stay updated on Heart Center activities. Well, let us know, and we'd be happy to share with you. We are invited to share any prayer request you are with us at the end of the class, which occurs approximately at 9:15 Central Time. We have a HeartShare team. Our active team members are Barbara, Cindy, Donna Korth, Lenore, Donna Dregan, Sharon, and myself, Dwyn. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Korth, Barbara Gabbert, or any team members. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. We are composed of friends worldwide whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by emanating light as directed by our Father, Mother, God, and higher beings. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth, and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. Our mission for the Heart Center community is within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and love wisdom throughout the earth. We have a wonderful class tonight with Cusco, our emissary from the God Star Sirius, who speaks through David Lewis, our founder and spiritual teacher. If you follow Cusco's directions, you will experience a miracle this year, and certain emotional challenges that occur astrologically will not be felt. I'd like to ask Barbara, one of our beloved team members, to give you a brief introduction to this beloved master. Are you there, Barbara? Star six.
Yes, my phone is just slow. I push the buttons and it just takes a while for the unmute to come off. You can hear me all right?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, excellent. Well, Cusco is a very ancient master. He's been had a retreat on this planet for way back before the times of Lemuria. So he's been here a long time. Cusco is a disciple of Surya from the god star Sirius. And he maintains Surya's retreat over the island of Viti Levu, which is the largest of the Fiji Islands, and that's where his retreat is in the etheric. Actually, says it's also under the sea and within the mountains. The main work that Cusco does is to hold the balance of the elemental forces in the earth so the earth can adjust to the weight of human karma and also the changes that come upon the earth. So whenever you've got like weather issues, or you're concerned about earthquakes or volcanic eruptions or any disturbances in the body of the earth itself, Cusco is an excellent master to call on. He helps maintain the axis of the planet as well, which is really cool to know about. And he also is very intimately concerned with the workings of human psychology. So whenever you're dealing with untoward emotions, you know, anger, hate, fear, frustration, things like that, he is an excellent one to call on to help you and other people hold their tempers and be more harmonious. So this guy is really a very essential friend to make. There's lots of other stuff, but that pretty much covers the basics.
Thank you, Barbara. That was great.
You're welcome.
We do not have to be perfect to be friends with the Masters. They want to be our friends and are here to serve us and help us come up higher. We are so grateful. I suggest you have a pen, paper, and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost a few dollars more than a regular phone, and your hands are then free. Sometimes they work better than a cell phone. We keep callers muted to eliminate background noise, so we have muted you. And there may be an opportunity for questions or comments. If that happens, just press star 6 so we can hear you. We ask that you be fairly brief so that we can finish on time. When finished, please press star 6 again, and you will be muted. Is there a team member who would like to give an invocation tonight?
I'll give one.
Thank you.
In the name I am that I am, I call to Archangel Michael to protect us and our phone lines tonight. And I call upon Sarian Cusco to remind us to choose God daily and to bond our hearts with the Almighty. And Cusco, help us to remember to give your prayer each morning. This I pray.
Thank you, Donna. We have a few announcements that I'd like to share. Our spring equinox Mayra University event, Jesus on the New Jerusalem and the New Age, will be March 19th through 22nd in Livingston, Montana. And actually before that occurs, February 26th, tomorrow, we continue celebrating our 10-year anniversary and Linnell's Ascension and broadcast from Livingston between 6:45 and 8:30 p.m. Montana Standard Time. Monday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Central Eastern time. Donna actually has a class to read and discuss enlightening books. The group is currently reading Harmony and Health by Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff. And you can find out more about this from Donna Dregan if you're interested in joining this class. I'm sure it's wonderful. Omram is just a delightful one to study. You may already be receiving this, but if you have access to a computer, you may choose to join our mailing list and receive our newsletter. So at this time, we're going to give a short breathing meditation, also called pranayama, to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift, a part of the Holy Spirit, as we do this together, which you can do with a phone in one hand. Close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then with eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead, between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary has said the Holy Spirit is of female gender. Thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of eight. If you want to do this in a different way, that is fine. So let us begin. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Again, hold out your breath. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. One more time. Hold out your breath. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold out your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Like I said, you can also do this with the words, I breathe in my solar presence, or you could say, I am resting in my presence. Tonight we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael that is on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. You are muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. Please repeat the prayer with me one time. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me, and all who are on this call from all distractions and technical problems. Allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me, to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. May we all be filled with the love and light essential for the healing of our Mother Earth. We will next do a song called Home, number 75 in our songbook. Donna will play this song at this time. We did not get the words printed in the emails or snail mails, but the words are very few and are repeated, so if you listen carefully, you should be able to sing it with us. You won't be able to hear us singing, but you will hear our dear friend Carol leading us. Visualize all of us as one as you sing this song.
Okay, I'm Donna Korth, and I'm eager to know all of you who join us. So anytime you ever have a chance, feel free to call me or email me. Usually there is a phone number, and you will see it on your invitation to join our class, or you'll see an email address if you got it by email, perhaps. Anyway, I would love to meet you all. Tonight we're going to talk about Cuzco and the new light, and we are particularly interested in the fact that he can watch us and know what we are doing, and he sees us on his little screen at first as little blips of light, and he knows whose light is bright and whose is very dim. But what I want to talk about first, a little bit before we really get started into this amazing heart stream, is the fact that there is a very important reason to establish a bond with Cuzco, with our solar presence, with the great central sun. And the reason, one of the reasons why tonight, is so that we will know the truth. In this day and age, we are confronted with all kinds of things from the mainstream media. And a lot of people believe everything they hear and see on the mainstream media because it's pretty powerful. And so I'm going to go over with you a few of 35 dishonest facts the mainstream media has repeatedly reported. And you check yourself and say to yourself, yes, I believe that. Or say, wait a minute, I saw through that one. Because when you get really close to your solar presence, who Cuzco is going to talk to us about a little more, when you get close and you spend time daily with your Father, Mother, God, and your solar presence, which is the same, you will know the truth as you meditate and think on what your Father, Mother, God would have you to know. So here are some of the dishonest facts the mainstream media really repeatedly reported. And you check yourself. Okay, one of the first ones I have here is the CDC said, quote, there's no evidence linking vaccines to autism or any other disorders. Second one, the NSA said, and I quote, we are not spying on the phone calls or emails of U.S. citizens, end quote. The next one, the U.S. Navy said, no sailors were harmed by Fukushima radiation. The next one, the New York Times, NBC, CBS, Fox, they all said, or asked at first, what do you mean Fukushima radiation? What Fukushima radiation? The American Diabetes Association said, diabetes cannot be reversed, only managed with medication, and we know now that a lot of people, with the help of alternative and complementary medicine, are actually reversing it. Government-run public schools said, quote, Common Core provides your child with a quality, historically accurate education. That is questionable. More and more people, if they can afford it, put their children in either home schools or private schools. The FCC says, we don't want to control the Internet. We just want to regulate it. Well, I have a big, I put some of these things on the back burner, and I hope you do too. Pharmaceutical companies say, we don't need to charge you high prices for drugs for our own profit. We only need the money to bring you amazing breakthroughs. The reality of that is most drug company research and development money comes from the taxpayer dollars, which is funneled through the National Institution of Health. The next one. Every major news station in America said, unvaccinated children put vaccinated children at great risk because vaccines work so well they make vaccinated children immune unless there are unvaccinated children around, in which case the unvaccinated children cause the vaccinated children to revert to unvaccinated status, which is bad. And that's where measles comes from, end quote. I was amazed when I heard that one. Our Congress says, quote, we can pay off the national debt by slightly reducing the acceleration of the growth of new debt being added to it. The Federal Reserve says, quote, printing more fiat currency is good for the economy and inflated stock market evaluations prove it, end quote. The IRS says, we need your tax revenues to fund the government. But when, and this is not part of the quote, but when banking organizations need another $1 trillion bailout, the IRS sees to it that they instantly create the money from nothing. They print the money from nothing, from paper, I guess. Monsanto says glyphosate is perfectly safe for human consumption and has zero negative impacts on the environment. Now, if you believe that, well, I won't go into it. But these are the kind of things you can either be writing down and looking up on Google and finding out the truth, or just put it on your back burner and wait and see if you're not sure. Or go into meditation with your solar presence, your Father, Mother, God, and you will have a definite inclination as to what is and is not truth. The FDA says the psychiatric medications available for children help these children become healthier. Not always the truth. The American Dental Association says mercury is advantageous in amalgam fillings and will not leach into your body, end quote. We know that's not true now. There are many, many research papers done on this fact, the fact that this is not true. Vaccine manufacturers say, what mercury? What are you talking about? The USDA says, every GMO crop the biotech industry comes up with is totally safe for open field planting. There should be no worries. Right now, if you do some investigation, you'll find that many, many farmers are begging to get other kinds of seed because their animals are getting sick from eating soy and wheat and corn that is GMO. And it's been proven by France and other countries that have been doing 1 and 2 year research programs on GMO or genetically modified organisms or glyphosate, which I never say correctly, that it causes huge tumors in animals and other experiments that they're doing in, I forget what you call those little tube, little plates that you start bacteria on and so forth. Anyway, we have our problems, and we have our challenges. One other thing here I'll mention, your local city is probably saying dumping fluoride chemicals into the public water supply is just one of the many ways we selflessly serve the humanitarian needs of society, and Alzheimer's increase has nothing to do with fluoride. That is an outright lie right there. All mainstream doctors over the last 20 years, they all said, high cholesterol in food causes heart disease, not. Those same doctors said, because cholesterol is so dangerous, statin drugs are essential. I cannot tell you the people who have been in and out of hospitals or who have died when they got on statin drugs. Now, there are some people that seem to be able to tolerate them, but I'm wondering what's happening to their livers and other aspects of their body, such as their joints. We're seeing lots of side effects. We see people pouring into my health food store with problems they never had before they started taking statin drugs. The White House says the number of unemployed Americans is falling, just like we promised. See? These numbers prove it. But what they don't tell you is that they do not count the people that are being fired or being laid off or being let go because of companies closing down daily. They do not tell you that. So they do not have accurate numbers. Mainstream media says illegal immigrants carry no disease into the United States, but unvaccinated children are dangerous. every mainstream media newspaper in America said at one point, there is no CDC whistleblower named Dr. William Thompson, and he never confessed to taking part in the fraudulent alteration of data to bury any link between vaccines and autism, end quote. Entirely untrue. And lastly, and there's others I could read here, but I won't do it tonight. Every science columnist carried by the mainstream media said at one point, aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, and Splenda are totally safe. And I will leave you with that to consider the importance of getting very much in tune with your Father, Mother, God, who will give you the truth. And if you're not sure, and if there are people around you that would get very upset if you tried to tell them, simply put it on the back burner, keep your mouth shut, and pray. Pray for the right people to come into your life that you can share it with, people that will do something about it, people that will investigate areas available on our internets today, while they're still not being regulated at least, to find out the truth. Okay, now get ready because we are going to listen to this wonderful heart stream from Cuzco, and I'll tell you one other reason why it's important to get to do what he teaches us to do tonight, and that is the fact that there are dates occurring on our calendar this year that we have that would require us to be very careful. When you are very much in tune with your Father, Mother, God, and you spend time daily meditating with them, her, him, you will not be affected by these dates, or very, very slightly, depending on your walk with God. And here's those dates I'm going to go over. And if you want to write these down, feel free, or feel free to contact me, or just be aware of your need to spend time with God daily and do it. On March 20th, we have a total solar eclipse and a spring equinox. On April 4th, we have a total lunar eclipse. On June 21st, we have a summer solstice to look forward to. On September 13th, we have a partial solar eclipse. On September 23rd, we have fall equinox. On September 28th, we have a full moon total lunar eclipse. On December 21st, we have winter solstice. Now, when these things happen, what occurs is the very things that Cuzco tries to protect us from. Cuzco is concerned with the riptides of anger, hate, fear, frustration, confusion, derision, gossip, and many other momentums of psychic force that rush headlong against the life streams of unascended beings. So when you are walking daily with your Father, Mother, God, and these things come, and these things allow apertures or openings into our planet, and actually light will pour forth from them, but the light will cause the negative emotions if you are not ready, if you haven't been built up strong with your Father, Mother, God, if you aren't aware of the great central sun and the solar area of your body where your emotions come and haven't gotten them in alignment with your Father, Mother, God, you're in trouble. Some other times we need to be careful are May 18th through June 11th. That's when Mercury is retrograde astrologically, and September 17th through October 9th. So these are just a few dates I give you because you're going to have relatives, friends, and others that you need to be very patient with at those times. And if you know and are aware of those dates where the light pours in and is a little more than what people can handle, and believe me, the more the light keeps pouring in, which it's doing these days, the more the negative beings out there, the shadow government, the Illuminati, or whatever you want to call all this stuff going on out there, the more they will have to leave the planet or will not be able to tolerate it. They will be taken or in some way made defective until they are taken. Okay, now we're going to hear Cusco.
I am Cusco, and I come this day, having been at the altar of the Most High God and the Great Central Sun with my guru, Surya. And we have come back now to the earth to recalculate, revivify, and renew you, O sons and daughters of God, in the light of your presence, in the power of your divinity, in the God good of who you truly are, as self-realized ones, finding your true divine union with the all in all. It is time at the end of this year, as you know it, for renewal. As you prepare for the new year, with the onset of all of its opportunities, challenges, and new thought. Yes, dearest one, as you wrap up cycles, as you are invested in the completion of many a project, and chiefly the project of who you are, there is an extension of grace from the heaven world, from many divine beings, and this day from the great central sun, for you to know a new reality in your divine self, for you to feel a new uplift in heart-centeredness and all heart-centered approaches to life that you choose to be invested in, to your work, to your service, and in your daily affairs. This uplift of which Lonello spoke is one of divine support in all things, is of that grace of the Holy Spirit that is provided unto you when you are in the mode of acceptance, when you are in the field of grace that comes because you are open to the highest realities of divine light flowing from the higher spheres of God awareness and the magnificence of solar presence. Dearest one, if you could see what we know in the solar reality of our God presence, if you could feel the union of your being completely with the source, you would know that nothing is impossible, that all is realizable, and that the truth, the way, and the life before you is one that you simply may accept and walk into and through with your head held high, your heart replete with affection for God, and with your mind true to the mind of God, even as your hands and your will forthrightly move in the direction of divinity for service to life in all ways.
Okay, what I want to tell you now is he mentions here, even as your hands and your will forthrightly move in the direction of divinity, we're going to talk about the hands. I would like you to take your hands, rub them together, and if there's any sore spot on your body, put one of your hands, or both, if it's in a place where you can do this, on that sore spot and visualize the light going through your head into your arms and out through your fingertips, which act as antenna, and receptors or receivers can heal that part of your body or relieve it. I don't know if you've ever woken up in the middle of the night and had a stomach ache or a problem, and I mentioned this in our last class, I think, but if you did and you put your hand over that, let it sit for a while. It often goes away, especially if you do it in an attitude of prayer and you visualize the light going through it. Visualization is powerful. One time I had a great big growth on my side, and my husband noticed it, and he said, what's going on there? And I said, I don't know, but it's kind of bothering me. And I said, I've read how powerful it is to lay hands on somebody in love and direct your love through them into an area that's painful or that is problematic. So he said, okay, I'll do that. He put his hand on that mole. It was like a big mole. And he did exactly what I told him to do. And do you know the most amazing thing happened? 2 days later, it dropped off, just fell off. And I read the other day about two little children that were playing, and one of them had a stomach ache and was not feeling too good. And the other one said, oh, I know, my mom puts her hand on my forehead, and she puts her hand on wherever I have a hurting place. I'll do that for you. And she did that, and the little girl's stomach ache went away, and she was so excited. And they went and ran and told the mom how that worked. Well, children, of course, have total belief that above and beyond what we have. We're so skeptical on things, partly because we're not in tune with our Father, Mother, God. We don't know when to be skeptical and when to know the truth. So we'll go on here.
In our retreat over Viti Levu, in the Pacific, we are invested in this hour in adjusting many cycles. And dearest ones, I mean many, for there are numerous opportunities for the recalculation on behalf of millions and billions of souls living upon this earth of their pathway of light as they choose God daily. And as they choose to be invested in the work of the Spirit in some way in their lives, those who have chosen God are as blips of light on our screen here that we follow in their self-development, in the opportunities presented by hierarchy for their victory in the light. And those who have not yet awakened to their divine presence, or who have not accepted the stream of radiance from the source, are not quite as visible to us. And yet the angels of the sacred fire love all as God loves all. And there is still presented unto every soul the free will, opportunity to merge with the light, to accept that light through the breath and through the heartbeat that cues that one into the eternal breath and the divine heartbeat of the one God.
I have an amazing story to tell you. It will blow your mind, but it's a true story. It's a true story of mind control, but not by God, who does not control our mind, but helps us to improve our minds. This is a true story of mind control that is happening, and hopefully it's almost over. It's happening right now on this planet, and it has happened before. Most of you will be too young to remember this, but back in the 60s, stories began to come out about mind control. There were comic book stories. A lot of things were happening in the upper 60s, like somebody walked on the moon. And there were also a lot of fictional stories about how certain government agencies would utilize mind control in war strategies, spying techniques, redirecting certain enemy factions, etc. And then suddenly you didn't hear about it anymore. Then recently we heard about NASA, flying drones, satellite spying. And then one day I happened to be looking for something online, and I came across a program called Conspiracy Theory, which featured Jesse Ventura and his team, whose mission is to expose conspiracies, a lot of them by our government, and perhaps what you would call the shadow government or other names, depending on what you're aware of. He has had his challenges because the government does not want him doing this. One of the conspiracies that he exposed was mind control. He even found a certain place in the USA where a number of people came together who felt their minds were being controlled by something outside of themselves that they had no control over. Some of them would even go to bed with homemade aluminum hats to try to block out the voices that would continually interrupt their own personal thoughts and would interfere with everything they tried to do. I watched that episode, and I was fascinated by what these people claimed. They were all perfectly normal people, and they all agreed, and they tried to keep it secret as much as they could from other people who would think they were a little nuts. My first thought was that these people were schizophrenic, and perhaps they were hearing things that were not there. As a nurse, I had worked in a mental hospital caring for paranoid schizophrenics who spent much of their time hearing voices that told them what to do. But these people were obviously not in their right minds. They would do very weird things. They would not realize other people were around them. They were quite different. Then I met a person who has been experiencing mind control for most of his life. Before I realized what he was going through, I found this person to be a most mentally sound individual who cared about others, was very positive, outgoing, trusting, and a very gifted individual. One day, I caught this person when he was alone talking to someone. I thought he was talking on a cell phone, the kind that sticks in your ear and you cannot see it. But after realizing that he did not have one of these devices and after observing him in similar situations a few times, I confronted him. He very sheepishly tried to avoid explaining at first, but I persisted. And finally, with much hesitation, he told me what he was going through. He told me there was a satellite above the area where he lived. In fact, it covers quite a large area. And he said that it had a program in it that communicated with him. He said it was as though a cell phone was taped to his ear and he could not remove it. He wanted me to promise not to tell others what was happening to him and indicated that he was in the process of bringing this to an end. He had seen a lawyer and he had found the people who worked for the company who owned the satellite, and they had found a particular person in the business who was using the satellite program inappropriately to continually talk to my friend at all hours. My friend said the voice would interrupt his sleep, would try to tell him what to do, would use him as a confession sounding board, telling him all his problems, this voice did. That it was like having a phone taped to his ear, as I said. So to make a long story short, the company had originally decided to pick a few families under the satellite back in the 60s and follow them as they lived their lives. This person's family had been picked when he was a little boy. His brother and his mother had even committed suicide, possibly as a result of this satellite. Do you remember a movie that came out about 8 or 10 years ago called Truman? The star in this movie was Jim Carrey, and from his birth he was controlled by a TV crew who made him the star of a reality show in which his every move was televised. Only he didn't know this until the end of the movie. This was what was happening to this friend, only he's a very spiritual person who, when possible, continuously plays spiritual sermons or talks and music, and he plays the Bible, to drown out this voice that interrupts his life. This seems to help him to a certain point, certain degree. At other times, he would get very behind in his work or become quite fatigued due to the voice coming into his head that he did not ask for. At this time, he has finally acquired some help, and it looks like Homeland Security will intervene because what is happening to him is against the law. He's with them now, and he should be getting some legal help. When I find out how this story ends, I will tell you. In the meantime, six or more other people have been able to successfully sue and be freed from this sort of Big Brother is watching you scheme that my friend has suffered from for over 20 years. So I would like you to pray with me. You would just write this down somewhere. I cannot give you the name of this person, but I would like you to pray for the friend of Donna Quartz who has been undergoing mind control for most of his life. Pray for the outcome of this, that he will be freed from it. The particular person who has talked through this satellite system to his mind has become addicted to it and is probably the one that is really mentally ill. But that's, I could tell you a lot more about this, but we don't have time. But be thankful that we can have direct contact with the masters, with our emissary, Cusco, and that we will never have to worry about this sort of thing from God. So here we go.
Now how may you increase the light as that blip that we see on our screen, dearest ones? Well, you have many methodologies and modes of spiritual uplift. And yet this day I choose to share with you one that we know that may be truly beneficial for each and every one of you as you accept the challenges and opportunities coming in this year 2015 before you. And it is this: that as you arise each morning and greet the sun, that you stand firmly where you are, either outside or in your abode, and you affirm with the full strength and authority of your being.
What I would like you to do, if you have that piece of paper or the invitation that we sent you by snail mail, or if you can bring it up on your computer, I would like you to read this very powerful prayer that Cusco gives us. And after we read it, we will see what he says this will do for us. And we will be reading it with him right now. So grab your paper and get ready to read it with Cusco. You will be able to hear me and Cusco, or actually, yes, I guess you'll hear both of us, because I'm going to read it too. So here goes.
O Lord God Almighty, I am free this day in you to pursue the divine way, to pursue love, to pursue the greatness of my I Am presence. Through every breath, through every heartbeat, through every thought and divine feeling that emanates through me. O Lord, co-create with me this day a new world of beauty, of radiance, of joy. Harmonize the frequencies that you offer unto all life this day within my heart, so that I may know truly this day that I am your son, your daughter, that I am the one through whom you this day will move and stream through to grace this earth with the joy of your being and the divinity of your essence. Oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the miracles and the cosmic ideations that you will manifest through the sons and daughters of God including me this day. Oh, my Lord, I love you with all of my heart, my mind, and my strength, and my soul. Move and breathe through me, oh, my God. Thank
you
for accepting and answering my prayers. Dearest ones, a heartfelt charge of light will be accepted by the Lord God and the great central sun through this connection that you have established, this link that you have again bonded your heart with the Almighty's. And in that cosmic, co-creative moment of your acceptance of the path of light for that day, you will receive exactly the energy, the support, the uplift that you require for a victorious cycle of light in your world. That cycle may be 24 hours. That cycle may be a week, a month, a year, a decade. Or that cycle may move into eternality in the present moment. For you know not the cycles of your life upon earth, how many heartbeats or breaths you have left unto you. And so use every moment wisely. Reestablish within the chalice of your being that focal point through which harmony, peace, and divine light may emerge and flow to all life. And in this, you will be fulfilled, and God will be fulfilled through you, your life, your love, your levity. Now, dearest ones, angels of the sacred fire from Sirius, come and surround you each one to adjust certain cosmic cyclings of light and divine energy within your being, within and around and through your soul. And as you breathe in the sacred fire frequencies that they offer through the breath of the Holy Spirit in this hour, accept that the new currents of divine light in this coming year will be yours to co-create truly that new heaven and that new earth where you live upon earth. Now,
next, excuse me, next, Cuzco is going to sing heavenly streams of musical notes, and they are very powerful. They don't, they may not sound like it to you, to our human ears, but the music that comes from heaven, and if you were to hear him in heaven, it would be different, I'm sure, than when you hear it through a phone, through a speaker, through you know, another human technological way, which is quite inferior to heavenly technology. It sounds a little different. But the most exciting thing to me that he just said is that we are heading right now to a new earth, where it'll be on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, just like Jesus prayed. So now we will hear Cuzco sing these songs, these notes, these melodious notes.
Ave, nui ave, glory, glory, gloria te, vane sale, ase davena, cria, cria, cria se. Tu. Blessed One, I see you as emerging Christs, Buddhas, and divine bodhisattvas of the Holy Mother of all, winning your way through every challenge with love, with the intensity of that blue fire, white fire, sun, light. Come serious. Be real. Be who you are. All will be fulfilled. God.
Pretty powerful message. What I would like to just mention here is a little description of the golden crystal age. It's an age of wholeness, peace, and harmony that is coming faster than you realize upon the earth. We have no idea exactly when it'll be completely here. There are lots of things that happen that are not fun, that are highly accentuated by the mainstream media. But it's coming. And some people who do prophesying out there even say that it will be here pretty much in a very recognizable way by the year 2038. I don't think I'll be here then. But I will certainly enjoy watching it from somewhere else. So this age of wholeness, peace, and harmony coming upon earth, when a majority of mankind lives together in brotherly love and unity and in service to God and man, educational, religious, scientific, and governmental institutions will be elevated and will serve its citizenry. Music and the arts rise to new heights of sublime beauty and perfection. Nature is unmarred by any form of blight, environmental pollution, or violent weather condition. Climates will be consistently moderate, with the precise precipitation needed to grow delectable fruit, grain, vegetables, lush flora, and healing herbs. There is a lessening of disease and lifespans increase. Pure solar power and the use of spiritual science techniques have advanced technology at every level at this time. And nature, spirits, angels, and ascended beings walk and talk with us daily in full view. Heaven in great measure is integrated with earth in this golden crystal age of Aquarius. People began to sense the coming of Aquarius some years ago, and that's why we began to notice certain individuals studying what we call the new age, and till now we have become a part of it. The great central sun is often called the source, the center, the great hub. It's called the cosmic sun behind the sun. It's a massive energy vortex in the heart center of the cosmos and the nucleus from which all life originated. The great central sun magnet is not so much physical in the sense that you are physical, but it is a cosmic compass, a fire enfolding itself. It emanates such love that all is drawn into it by the power of its focus and purity. You can become any virtue and many virtues through repolarization with the great central sun magnet, because like attracts like. And so what the great central sun magnet attracts is the God fire within you, especially when you stir it up. It will draw you unto itself as you hold within your being your own magnet of pure love. This was excerpted from Darshan with the Maha Chohan in June of 2008. He described it. One other little thing I'd like to say before we let Cusco go is he said, I will come to you if you call me. I will be in your heart if you will have me. I come in the fullness of the comfort flame of the Holy Spirit. I bring comfort to all life. even as I assist all life to adjust to new cycles. So know that. Know that when you are standing in your behind your window where the sun comes up, when you first see it in the morning, if it's too cold, of course, you have to stay inside. But if you're standing there looking out the window or maybe even cracking the door open a little bit, call upon Cusco, because he is from Sirius, which is an important focus of the great central sun, and he promises to be with you and help you as you come up higher. So at this time, I am going to seal our class, and I'm going to invite any of you that would like to stay after class for a few minutes and pray with us if you would like to, or if you have a request you would like us to pray for, you can give it to us, and you don't have to stay if you would rather not. So I'm going to seal this now in a prayer that has helped me a lot. And it's a prayer that came to me as I was walking around the lake. Well, let me see if I can find it here now. I was walking around the lake with my dog. And I decided to thank the masters and the cosmic beings and the angels for taking command of each of our major concerns for this planet. And as I did this, I realized that I became filled with the awareness that each concern was being taken care of. In fact, it was as if each concern was totally solved. And here it is. And if you would like a copy of this, I will send it to you. Let me know. Beloved masters of the Universal Great White Brotherhood, beloved cosmic beings who love this planet, and all angels from out of the sun, the great central sun and the center of the earth, we especially call to El Moria, Lord Jesus, Magda, Mother Mary, Paul the Venetian, Master Omram, Divine Director, Lanello and Claire DeLee, Saint Germain and Portia, the Mothers of Heaven, and Archangel Michael and Faith. Thank you for removing the practice of routine abortion from this planet. Thank you for taking command of the banking, currency, money exchanges, and economy. Thank you for dissolving, transmuting, and alchemizing all contaminants on this earth, especially the nuclear waste from Fukushima. Thank you for taking command of all drug addictions, drug crimes, and the activities of the pharmaceutical companies in every country. Thank you for removing all negative energies and entities that enter mankind uninvited and taking them elsewhere. Thank you for putting all governments of every size under the tutelage of Almighty God. Thank you for bringing all humanistic, altruistic, and healing organizations under the instruction offered by the healing angels and masters and cosmic beings. Thank you for bringing all military and warmongering activities to a successful end. Thank you for exposing the truth of all erroneous philosophies and belief systems and exchanging them for the love of Almighty God in the hearts of all mankind. Thank you for taking command of all universities, schools, learning centers, and colleges, and bringing all instructors and students under the tutelage of Almighty God. We ask these things, and we thank you for these things, in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now I'm going to end this recording time and invite all of you who can to stay for our prayer time coming up here.